after Booker T, then you go on to college.
Yes. I went to Wiley College. I received a scholarship to go to Wiley College in Marshall, Texas. I really wanted to go to Lincoln University in Jefferson City. That was simply because I had gone on a trip there for a journalism trip that we did from our high school. Mr. Morgan, A.L. Morgan, was the English teacher for seniors at that time. We were invited because we had the little school newspapers. He wanted us to attend, and of course I fell in love with that campus and just the whole atmosphere at the time. Many of my friends were going there, so I was a lonely soldier that went to Wiley College. I was there for 2 years. I got my associate's degree from Wiley College. My parents, while they're divorced, I had siblings at home, so I made the decision that I would return home because I didn't want them to miss out on certain kinds of things with financial problems going on in the home, so I wanted to come back. But I made a commitment. I said that one day, whenever that is, I still will go back at some point and get my degree.
And you did that later on, didn't
you? I did that much later on. I was in my 50s when I went to the main campus.
At what college?
At Langston.
Langston.
On the main campus. Of course, both my son and daughter, when I made that decision, were out of school while they were small, and I was working. I didn't have the discipline, I don't think, that I could do both with them. I had talked to Dr. Holloway and some of the others and had gotten some kind of assurance that, you know, I just wouldn't be that old lady in the class. And so I thought, okay, I know I'm going to be with 18-year-old kids. What do I wear? And I put on, I think, a pair of khakis and T-shirt or something. So when I came into the classroom, the students were kind of milling around, and one of the young guys said, "Man, get out of the way. Here comes a teacher."
Oh, sure.
I said, "No, I'm not a teacher. I'm one of you guys." And I made a lot of good friends with some of those kids. Didn't come off as trying to be a know-it-all. It was just, this was a goal of mine that I wanted to achieve.
I'm sure you brought a lot to the class because of your age. You had life experiences, so it was maybe easier for you. I don't know.
Well, to some degree it was. The most difficult thing was that I would come home on the weekends because I had a husband. I wanted to make sure that I just wasn't this campus wife that never came home.
Right.
So I would come in on the weekends and then I would leave out on the Sunday evening. And sometimes maybe if I had a late class on Monday, I would leave out on Monday mornings. That was my trip up and down that boring highway to Langston University.
For 2 years.
It was.
Then you had a bachelor's degree.
Yes.
What were your interests at that point?
I always had an interest in people, and I had an opportunity to work in personnel at Sunray DX Oil Company. It was at 9th and Detroit. That's what it was called at the time. I think the name changed to Sunoco. I guess I've been a lot of first. But that's the first time that they'd hired a so-called professional, if they want to call a glorified secretary professional, in their company. So I was placed in personnel. Of course, that's a good spot because everybody can come by and say, "See, we hire black people."
Right.
I think that's where my interest really did begin, I think, in personnel, and then having the opportunity to work for Congressman Jim Jones.
All right. We're going to jump back from in your 50s. So out of college then, out of Wiley,